Of those people who are seeking refuge in Europe, an increasing number of them are children traveling alone. But last year, 35,000 of them sought asylum in Sweden and 60,000 in Germany. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Sweden, which has taken in more migrants per capita than any other European country.
Here is the house.
Yeah. Anna Pfeiffer is the director of one of hundreds of homes for unaccompanied minors around Sweden. Her center in the southern Swedish town of Ronneby harbors 50 kids from Africa and the Middle East between the ages of 15 and 18. Pfeiffer says the staff doesn't question the youngsters on what they went through to get here.
We are working with them from now and the future. That's the important. What do you want to do in the future?
The minors, including a handful of girls, can stay in this protected environment until they are 21. Pfeiffer says these kids have risked a lot and have great determination.
They have a mission. They have to do something. They have to show something. So they don't come here to be asleep the whole day. They want to start school immediately. They want to work. They want to do something. So it's very easy to work with them.
Said is just 18. He traveled to Sweden alone after becoming separated from his family in Turkey. His name is being withheld to protect his privacy. Said says he wasn't able to go to school in Afghanistan.
I love Sweden because I'll be able to study. There's really nothing I don't like about Sweden. I even love the weather.
Ajan Chilkoksoy is a researcher at the University of Stockholm. She follows the progress of unaccompanied young asylum seekers who have been coming to Sweden for more than a decade. Chilkoksoy says it's not only about how young the migrants are when they arrive in Sweden.
Sometimes the whole traveling process without their families takes several years. So it is not only the arrival age that is important, but of course, at what age has these children been left alone? And how long have they been fleeing their countries?
This year, Sweden passed a law that says every municipality must accommodate its share of migrants. This country of 10 million people took in 160,000 migrants in 2015 alone. That would be the equivalent of the U.S. opening its doors to 5 million asylum seekers. But many Swedes appear to be rethinking the country's decades-long open-door policy for refugees. Recent opinion polls show Sweden's anti-immigration party, the Sweden Democrats, has growing support. Kent Ekerot is a member of parliament for the Sweden Democrats. Migrants under the age of 18 get special consideration when they apply for asylum in Sweden. Ekerot believes many of those claiming to be minors are actually much older, and he's demanded medical age tests. He says Sweden now spends more supporting migrants than it does helping Swedes.
Our own population, our own elderly people who have been working here for 40, 50 years, who grew up here, they have to pay a lot more. So now we're discriminating Swedes for the benefit of immigrants who have no respect for our country whatsoever.
Swedish officials say the country has successfully integrated previous waves of immigrants over the years. The Swedish migration agency Sofia Oval Lindberg believes unaccompanied youths could be an asset for Sweden.
We need to understand that the children are going to be with us in the system for 3-4 years. And if we work very well with them during that time, then they are a resource for a country as Sweden, because we're going to need more people.
A new Stockholm University study shows unaccompanied minors who arrived in previous years have generally been successful in finding jobs in the Swedish economy. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Stockholm.